Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's Daily Devotional. It's called Tough Love. This passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And Paul is writing, and he says, "It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that even the pagans do not tolerate. A man is sleeping with his father's wife, and you are proud? Shouldn't you rather have gone into mourning and have put out of your fellowship the man who has been doing this? For my part, even though I am not physically present, I am with you in spirit, and as one who is present with you in this way, I have already passed judgment in the name of our Lord Jesus on the one who has been doing this. So when you are assembled, and I am with you in spirit, and the power of our Lord Jesus is present, hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord." I was contemplating Paul's tough love in this passage when a youth pastor friend of mine posted a photo on social media. It just had words, and it said this: "Religion, colon. Quote, I messed up. My dad is going to kill me," end quote. And it's comparing it to gospel, colon. Quote, I messed up. I need to call my dad, end quote. I like the message of the photo, and I want to be a part of a church that emphasizes gospel and not religion. When I contemplated the words in the photo compared to Paul's message, at first it seemed that Paul's edict was more like religion than gospel. And then it struck me. There's a reason the two scenarios are very different. The person Paul is referring to in 1 Corinthians 5 never says, "I messed up." That person pretends that his sin is not sin. He pretends that he isn't hurting his family or the church family. God cares about us enough to discipline us. He cares about the church and doesn't want the church to let sin spread through compromises and approval of sin. It's helpful to understand what love is and the different ways love approaches life and helps people. Love doesn't let children put knives into electrical outlets or let puppies play in the street. Love protects, and love is honest, not overlooking the dangers of sin. Spend some time considering how this works in your life. Are you living like Paul, who calls, quote, believers, unquote, calls them out for sin and addresses it honestly in order to save the church and that person from continuing to live harmful lives? And what would it take to love people like Paul does and call sin, sin? Thanks. I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.